1 Corinthians chapter 15. Amen. The Word of God. If you have a copy, I hope you do. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let's just start at verse 45 tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. And the Bible says, "So it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit." They're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy." Now listen to this. "And as such is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy," amen, remember where you used to be? He said, "we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? And the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. As we look at this tonight, and we see Paul's writing to the Corinthians, and he's talking about that special closeness and relationship that God has designed for me and you. Amen. God has designed a relationship to get us back where we are to be, back where He'd have us to be. And sometimes we don't know if we want to go there or not. This old flesh will fight us and it'll give us a battle. But I'm glad tonight that there's a God of glory there that said He'd help us all the way. And there's a sweet spirit that'll guide us and draw us in the right way, in that right path. He said the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. And the last man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. That first man, Adam, was Adam over in the garden. And God took a handful of dust and He made up a man in the likeness and the image of God. And the Bible said that He breathed into his nostrils and that Adam became a living soul. Now, you youngins in school, they'll tell you that evolution happened and they was just a big bang and everything started and they was a little some kind of amoeba or something that crawled out of the waters and it grew a little tail and the next thing you know is swinging through the jungle and then we have man. But I want to say on the authority of God, it didn't happen that way. God created us, praise God, the way that He wanted us to be. Amen. He created us in the likeness of Himself. Amen. In the likeness of image of a spiritual God. Amen. A good God of glory. Amen. That Big Bang Theory don't hold water. Amen. Because they said, we evolved out of something. But see, the problem is, when did we quit evolving? Ever since they've been able to get to DNA of man and tell the man's DNA has never changed. And to evolve, Brother Jeff, your DNA has to be changing. Our DNA, your DNA is your DNA from the time you're conceived in your mother's womb till the time that you go out of here. No room for evolving. Amen? Amen? No room for evolving. Praise the Lord. So it makes me, that evolution could go so far and say, well, you know what, I'm just going to, like it had a mind, like it was a God, like it was God. Said, I'm just going to take them to right here and I'm going to stop. It don't work that way. The man was created, praise God. God breathed into his nostrils and he became a living soul. Amen. His soul became alive. That spiritual part of that quickening spirit, praise God, it moved in. That second Adam was made a quickening spirit. That life was in him. Howbeit that which was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. Do you get that? He said the natural part comes first. He said, then the spiritual part comes. Praise God. It don't start with the spiritual part, and then you get the natural part. It starts with the natural part, And then we get the spiritual part. I believe there's a lot of folks today, even sitting in our fundamental, independent Bible-believing churches like his, and we've got the natural part down. But we just ain't ever hooked up with the spiritual part. There's a fellow preaching on the radio today, and he was talking about how many churches were just dead. Amen. He said the spirituality just left out. And they come and they sit in a pew, and they look at the preacher like you look at a calf looking at a new gate. Amen. And all, you know, but you know why that is? And I'm kind of going away from where I want to go, but the Lord wants me to tell you this. The reason that is, praise God, is we don't come looking for the right thing. We don't come looking, praise God, to get in and get fed. We come in with everything in the world on our minds. Amen. We sit here and the preacher's preaching, people singing, and we're sitting here thinking about back at home and what you got to do this evening, what you got to do in the morning, oh, and your job and all this stuff, and you've got to try to accomplish. And we forget to remember God. Amen? That's what's wrong with America. That's what's wrong with our churches. And what we do, we start prioritizing and we prioritize God out. Amen? That's why a lot of times the crowd's down because somebody's prioritized something before God. That's why on Sunday evening or Wednesday night, and sometimes even Sunday morning, they're not here because they prioritize God out. Amen? We need to have our priorities right. Amen? We need to get past, if we're a child of God, we need to get past that natural man, and we need to begin to be in that spiritual person. Amen? God would have us to be. Amen? Getting ready. Why? Because we need to be getting ready to go somewhere. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. Amen? I'm just going to take my time, but praise God, this is good. He said, the first man is earthy, and the second man is the Lord from heaven. Amen. This earth is here. That's me and you. We're from this earth. Amen. But he said, the second man is the Lord from heaven. He said, as the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. I mean, we're just human beings, right? We do earthly things. That's why we get caught up. That's why we get sidetracked, because we're about earthly business. See, Jesus was different than that because he said, I must be about my Father's business. Every time they talked to him, even when he was contending with the devil, he said, hey, it's not about me. It's about what's pleasing to the Father. Amen. He had his eyes on the prize. I'm afraid what's wrong with most Baptist churches, we don't have our eyes on the prize. Amen. He said, and is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. So what he's saying here says, he's an earthly people, and he's a heavenly people, he's earthly things, and he's heavenly things. And we've got to decide which one's more important to us in these last days we live. Hey, praise God, I'm looking for the heavenly things. Amen? I ain't too concerned about the earthly stuff. I do what I need to do, what I got to do, praise the Lord, but I ain't worried about it a whole lot. I'm trying to hook up with that heavenly side. Amen? That's the better part. He said, well, preacher, I don't know about that. I can't see that. I can't either, but praise God, now my soul, it stirs in me. Amen? Why? Because that earthly part's been taken over by a spiritual part. Amen. Praise the Lord. He goes on and says, and as we have borne the image of the earthy. Amen. We were born in the flesh, right? Just like everybody else on earth, born in flesh and blood. He said, we shall also bear the image of the heaven. In other words, he said, there's a change necessary. Hello? In order, praise God, he said, there's a necessary change that has to take place to get us ready for heaven. Amen. Something has to transpire. Now this I say, brethren. Now listen to this. That flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, he said, you can't go in like you are. Amen. The natural man, the earthly man, can't get in. The doors is closed to him. Flesh and blood cannot enter in. Amen. It has to be a spiritual change. Amen. He said that neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. He said it's like a gate there that you can't get through. Amen. That physical man can't make it through. And if you did, you couldn't stand it when you got there. Amen. There's just so much there, praise God, that this old body couldn't take it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He goes on in verse 15, says, behold, I show you a mystery. Now, who's he talking? Who's Paul talking to here? He's talking to the brethren. Amen. He's talking to brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? He says, behold, I show you a mystery. Now, what is a mystery? It's something that's not yet or hasn't in the past been revealed. Amen? He said, I'm going to show you, give you a revelation, a revealing of something. He said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Amen? He said, we're not all going to go by the grave. Amen? He said, but we'll all be... Hey, I tell you, I think we're living in a day and a time right now, praise God, that we could go out of here, glory to God, and never see death. Amen? Why? Because God said that we will all be changed. I want to say, listen, if we're a child of God tonight, glory to God, you ain't the same person you used to be. Amen? If you're a child of God, praise God, you've been changed. Amen. You used to be that man that was earthy. He said, praise God, you've become a spiritual man. You become a spiritual woman. Praise God, there's something that moved down in your soul and it won't let you do the thing you used to do. Praise God, it's the Lord God of glory. He's moved in. He's took up his abode, Lord. Praise God, the Lord in your heart. Amen. And he's surreal, praise God. You can't help but like him. Amen. That's why on a Wednesday night, praise God, in the middle of the week, you're here at the house of God. Amen. To get tanked up, to filled up, praise God, get your boat loaded, amen, with the good things of the Lord. He said, we'll all be changed. We won't stay like we were. We'll be different. And I want to say this, that change that we have, it'll be a continuous change. Amen. I don't get to a certain place in my spiritual life and say, okay, I've arrived. If you do, you're messing up. That's a lie of the devil. None of us ever arrive to a place of perfection. Paul said to strive for perfection, to strive to do that that's right. Amen. It's a continual thing. It's like saying sanctification. It's a continual process of trying to be more like Christ every day. He is our example. Amen. He said in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, that's pretty fast. That's 1/100th of a second. Amen. That's how fast that change is going to take place. He said in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For a trump shall sound, and dead shall be raised incorruptible. Amen. That means all the corruption's gone. See, that's what brings death is sin, corruption. Amen. That's what brought sin, death on our forefather. He said, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. You know what Paul was doing, Brother Kim? He was looking, praise God, for the rapture of the church. Amen. He was looking to be called out of here, praise the Lord. I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will help me, on what do you expect? Amen. We've been preaching on what do you expect. I preach, what do you expect from the devil? What do you expect from the Lord? But tonight I want to preach, Brother Kevin, on what do you expect at the rapture? What do you expect at the rapture? Have you ever thought about going out of here? And he said it's in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Where you're, no matter where you're at, what you're doing, all of a sudden people's going to go out of here. Those that's been born again, those that love the Lord Jesus Christ, those that's been born from above. Amen. You say, preacher, how does that happen? It takes the water of the Word. Amen. The water of the Word, it teaches and pricks your heart and shows you you're just an old sinner in need of a Savior. Amen. Amen. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. And the wages of sin's death. We're dying. Amen. I'm just dying to get out of here. Amen. He said, preacher, that ain't funny. I ain't trying to be funny. I'm dead serious. Amen. Praise the Lord. But when we look at it, we see, praise God, that this thing's going to happen, and it's going to be happening. It's a fight in the twinkling of an eye. There'll be no time then to make a decision. We need to make a decision now. You say, preacher, I don't really know about that. He said, there's change that's going to take place. Amen. He said there's going to be a physical change take place. Amen. Amen. This mortal must put on immortality. The corruptible must become incorrupt. Amen. So we see the physical change that's going to take place. But not only is there a physical change, Brother Kim, but there's going to be a geographical change. Amen. We're going to go from one place to another. Amen. Well, you sit here tonight and you say, I know what you're saying. There's somebody here tonight and you say, well, you know what? I don't know if I really believe in a rapture or not. You know, I just don't really believe that God could just take His church out. Amen. Why? Why don't you believe it? He's told us that He was going to. Amen. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you are. Amen. So if he says that, pray God, hey, I believe that. Amen. And he says he's coming to get us, to take us out. He said he's going to rapture us out of here. You say, well, preacher, I just don't know if he's going to do that or not. Said, I don't know because it's never happened. Really? I want to tell you tonight, the Bible gives us specific details of six different raptures that have already taken place. You realize that? Six different raptures that's already taken place. And we say, well, I don't know if it's going to happen or not. It already has. Amen? Let me give you six right quickly. Amen? The rapture out of here. Now that comes from the word in the Greek, which is harpazo. To mean snatch, to seize, to taken by force. And we get that word rapture from reprio, which comes out of the Latin, which is out of the Latin Vulgate, which means to be caught up. Amen? To be caught up, to seize, to snatch, taken by force. Sounds like a rapture to me. Amen? But if you look back in Genesis chapter 5, in verse 24, the Bible tells us there was a man called Enoch. And the Bible says that he walked with God. Amen? Day by day. He had a close relationship with God. And he walked with him. Can you see him? Oh, Enoch was walking. God was with him as communing, as talking. Amen? Day by day. When man began to worship God, began to talk to God again. Amen? The Bible says in Genesis chapter 5, 24. It also says in Hebrews chapter 5 and 11. That Enoch walked with God. And the Bible says he was not. For God took him. Amen? He didn't die. Amen? He was walking with God. Amen? He wasn't on a deathbed. He wasn't in a funeral home. He wasn't at the hospital. He wasn't at the jailhouse. He was walking with God. And God said, Enoch, I love you so much. You've been so faithful. Praise God. Let's just go on home. And when God went home that evening, praise God, Enoch went with him. Amen? Just march, glory be to God, brother. They just marched on off into glory. A good soldier of God. Amen. Boy, I'd like to do that one day. God be willing, help me. Just march off into glory. Enoch was raptured out. Man, he's taken up. Gone. Said he. They looked around for him. They said, what? I just see a Methuselah. They come and said, hey, have you seen Enoch? I ain't seen him. I seen him walking down through there talking to somebody. And I believe looked like he was talking to himself. Amen. But he was talking to God. Amen. And God got down there and they took. And everybody says, where's Enoch? I don't know. He said, he ain't here. Because he was not. He was and he was not. See, that's what's going to happen one day in a little while. All of these people, they's going to be the was and the was not. They was here and now they was not. Amen. There's going to be some that's going to be left behind, and there's going to be some that's gone. Amen. It's called a rapture. Taken out. Not only in Enoch, but in 2 Kings chapter 2. Remember old Elijah? Remember old Elijah? Well, glory. Old Elijah, in 2 Kings chapter 2, the Bible says in verse 1, and it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah in the heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Verse 11, it says, and it came to pass. I like it when the Bible says that. When it came to pass, and it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, he said, pay attention to this. There appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Amen. Oh, Elijah was a man of God. He was full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He was a preaching and teaching and magnifying the God of glory. And God says, I'm going to just swing down them chariots. And because of the fire in him, praise God, them fiery chariots, praise God, it gives him his power. I'm just going to swing them down by. And glory be to God, he's going to be in spirit. I'm just going to take him out of here. Amen. Oh, Elijah was raptured out of here. Amen. Went up to glory. Never died. Amen. You say, oh, them fiery chariots killed him. Them fiery chariots was heaven. Amen. They just swooped down and picked him up. Carried him off into glory. Amen. Praise the Lord in a moment, a twinkle of the eye. Amen. Said they were just walking along talking. Amen. All of a sudden, whew, it come down between them, spread them asunder. Praise God, scooped up old Elijah, and out of here he went. Amen. Raptured. Taken out. Amen. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. Isaiah 6 and 1, the Bible said, the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah's talking now, he said, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Amen. Elisha was swooped up and he was carried into the portals of glory and he saw God. Amen. Amen. Hey, you, nobody's ever looked upon God here and then lived. But he said he saw God. He said above it, where was it at? It was heaven. Listen, he said above the above it stood the seraphims with each one had six wings, and twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Amen. When you look around, say, we can see the glory of God everywhere. Man, I love it in the springtime when the leaves start sprouting out. Amen. And life begins to come back in these trees up here in the valley. And as you drive up, you look out and you see the magnificent hand of God just painting a picture of life. Amen. Amen. And in the fall of the year, after that first frost, you see those trees start fading down, preparing for that winter, that time of coldness and harshness, and the leaves fall off, and you just got a bunch of barren gray trees. And it's all the handiwork of God. All part of His plan. Winter and summer, praise, will not cease. Amen. Praise the Lord. It'll continue on and on. And he said, the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Now listen to this. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Now listen to what he says. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Oh, Isaiah was swept up into glory, praise God. And he looked into the throne room of grace and seen the magnificence of God Almighty and realized how unclean he was. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then we see another and over in the book of Acts. Remember that little old preacher man by the name of Philip, a little old deacon full of the Holy Ghost, what he was. Amen. Little old Philip was over there in the Samaria, and he's preaching. Holy Ghost revival fell. Folks getting saved, folks getting in. Amen. They're believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and receiving Him. Amen. Getting saved. And amidst that, Holy Spirit of God is moving in a magnificent way. And he stopped for just a second. He said, hold on a minute. He said, Philip, he said, God has need of you over in the desert. And Philip says, do what, God? He said, over, you need to go over in the desert. So Philip said, all right. He said, fellas, you got this. I'm gone. I'm out of here. So he took off a truck and over to the desert where God sent him to go. Remember the story? And an old Ethiopian eunuch, he was in a chariot and he was riding along and he stopped and he got out the Word of God and got that scroll out and he began to read Isaiah, the prophet. Amen. And he, as he read it thing, he began to look at it and the Holy Ghost of God told old Philip, he said, you go unto it and join yourself to him. Amen. You know the story? Old Philip, he runs over there and he jumps up on the chariot. He said, you understand what you're reading? Amen. He says, how can I except some man should show me? Amen. And the Bible said, old Philip began there, and he preached to him the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, his death, burial, and his resurrection. He said, was it this man or someone else? He said, it was the Lord Jesus that died for your sins and rose up, praise God. Amen. It was a Jesus that was hated and despised like he is in the world today. And the Bible says, and Philip began to open his mouth and began at the same scripture, verse 35, and preached unto him Jesus. And as he went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? He said, Philip, what keep me from being baptized right here? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Who is Jesus Christ? The Son of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said, verse 38, he commanded a chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Amen. And listen, and when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord, here it is, caught. rode away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went his way rejoicing. Amen. The Bible says old Philip was a minding God, and he took that old Ethiopian eunuch and he plunged him under that water atop of the death, the burial, and the resurrection, coming out in newness of life to walk with God and to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And he come out of there, praise God, a shouting and a praising the Lord. And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost of God said, "All right, Philip, you done what you come for. Off you go." And Philip was gone. And raptured out, praise God. Relocated 25 miles somewhere else. Amen. Took him out of here, praise God, to be used somewhere else. Amen. That's what the rapture is about. God brings us out of here, like He said, to bring us out so that He can bring us in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Another place we see the rapture take place is in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. Amen. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 2, Paul, he says, "I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago." Now listen to this. He said, "Whether in the body," or he said, "I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one caught up to the third heavens." Where is the third heavens? It's that place where God dwells. Amen. We got the heavens that we live in, the earthly heavens, the earthly atmosphere, and we got the heavenly, the starry heavens, the second heaven, and then the third heaven is where God Almighty lives. Amen. Man's never peeked into that corridor. Oh, they'd like to. Men would like to build something where they could look in on God. But praise God, they don't have it, but God does. He can look in on man. Amen. Boy, I like that. Praise the Lord. Hey, lest we think we're God. Amen. But listen to what he goes on and says. He said, "I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was," here it is, "caught up into paradise." Where's paradise now? It's in heaven, the third heaven. Amen. It was in the heart of the earth. It was taken out when Jesus resurrected, and he went up into heaven. Amen. When Jesus arose. How he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for man to utter. Amen. He said Paul was raptured up, went up into glory, praise God, into third heaven, and seen the magnificence of God. Praise the Lord. No wonder at Paul over in 1 Thessalonians, when he was talking to them about the rapture to take place. Amen. There's no wonder that he could get so excited about it when he began to tell it. Paul in 1 Thessalonians was telling him, he said, "I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not as others which have no hope." Verse 14 says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep or have died, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ," or "in Jesus, will God bring with him." Amen. Where's those that's died in Jesus, trust in the Lord? They're in heaven. Amen. Amen. They're not in the ground. They're not laying in the grave. They're in heaven. Amen. Listen to what he says. He said, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord." Amen. He said, God's revealed it. He said, "That we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first." Amen. Boy, that's going to be something. Hey. He said, "Then we which are alive and remain will have to die and be resurrected." No, he said, "shall be caught up," harpazo, "to be snatched out of here together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words." How could Paul write that to the Thessalonians? Because he'd been there. Amen. He had done that. He said, "This is how it's going to happen." Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "Whoa, what an exciting time." So we see Paul, he was raptured out of here. He was raptured out. He'd come to tell about it. How magnificent it's going to be. What was going to take place. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't really believe that." Well, then you can't believe any of the other writings that Paul done. And he wrote a third of the New Testament. Amen. It's true. Praise the Lord. It happened. Paul told about it. He gave examples. Then we see another, and that was raptured, caught out of here. Look at Revelation chapter 12. Amen. If that don't convince you. You say, I don't know. It's never happened. The rapture's never took place. Look at Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. He said, she brought forth a man-child. Verse 5. Amen. And she brought forth a man-child, Jesus, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child, listen to this, was called up to God and to His throne. Amen. To snatch that. Said the Lord went up, praise God. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 1, He was received up in a cloud. Amen. Went out of their sight, praise the Lord, into glory. To receive to His throne, amen, to the place that He should have been. So you say, well, preacher, I didn't think it ever happened before. It has, and it's going to happen again. Amen. Praise be. What do you expect at the rapture? What do you expect is going to take place at the rapture? Hey, some things that we should expect. Hey, some aspects of it, praise God, that we know because God showed us. Amen. Number one, it's going to be literal. Amen. It's going to be a literal taking out of here. Amen. It ain't a spiritual thing. It's not a symbolism of something. Praise God, one of these days, glory to God, there's going to be a trump and a shout and a come up hither, my beloved. Come away. And glory be to God, we're gone. Amen. It's going to be literal. It's going to happen. Praise the Lord. We're going out of here to be with the Lord. Amen. It's going to be a literal. It's going to be a physical transfer. Amen. You know what geological transfer I'm talking about? Going from one place to another. Praise God. We're going to physically, praise the Lord, go from here to there. Amen. God's going to come. He's going to split the Milky Way. Praise God. He's going to come down and He's going to say, come on, and we're gone. I mean, just that quick. Come on and you're gone. Amen. That's it. There ain't no doubting it, waiting around or get punching a ticket. Praise God. If you ain't got your ticket, you'll be left behind. Amen. You say, preacher, what kind of ticket you got to have? You got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He died for you and rose again according to the Scriptures. Amen. What does that mean? God said it. Amen. You got to believe it. You need to believe it. Praise the Lord. So we see there's a literal aspect, there's a physical aspect, and there's going to be an instantaneous aspect. Amen. It's going to be that Enoch aspect. Amen. It's going to be that we're going to be walking along, praise God. We're going to be doing our own thing. Old Brother Jeff's going to be on that old van, shuffling packages. Amen. He may get out. He may get somewhere, praise God, and get on a big old curvy road on a mountain. Amen. Going down through there, you know, hurrying, trying to get to that next stop. And all of a sudden, God's going to say, come up hither. And praise God, Jeff will leave out of that van. That van will go on down the road around, and the next curve it comes through, it'll go off that mountain, and it'll go just as far as its speed will take it. Amen. You say, boy, they'll be mad at Jeff. Huh? He won't care. Amen. Because he won't be here. There'll be planes that'll be flying along, praise God, the 30,000 feet. The pilots say, hey, make ready. We're coming in. Make ready to land way. They'll say, all right, you're clear to land on airway such and such. And he'll say, all right, I'm going to make my approach. He'll swing that booger around, and he'll head that thing down for the airport. All of a sudden, God will say, come up hither, and that plane will just keep going down, 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 and crash into the ground. All those that's been born again, saved by the marvelous grace of God, praise God, will be gone when it hits the ground. Amen. But those that wasn't saved, praise God, will die in the rubble. Amen. At the bottom. Amen. I'm talking about instantaneous, how quick this thing will be over. Amen. If we go make a decision for Christ, we better make it now. Say, I'm going to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to be left behind. Amen. Things will be happening quick, fast, and in a hurry. Praise the Lord, when the rapture takes place. When the church goes out of here, amen. God's going to call out those that called by His name. I thought about this, Brother Kim, the other day. I was out there in the shop, and I've got a whole bunch of stuff. I got a bunch of old little old things that's got nails and things in them. I got had a bin out there, had a bunch of nails in it. And it's not a covered bin, and that bin was there, and all them nails was in there. But over time and over years, the sawdust has got in them, and there's a piece or two of old string in there, and all kind of dust, and some little old sticks and twigs and different things. And I got to thinking, you know, how in the world can I ever separate that all out? I need those nails. Those nails are still good. And those nails I can use. And I thought, oh, glory to God. I got to thinking about this. I thought, that's what God's going to do. I figured it out. Brother Charles, I've got a little old magnet there. And I can take that pretty good sized magnet. And I can take that magnet. And I can run it across the top of that old box. And no matter how filthy and vile, there's some things in there. Praise God. That the properties is right. And praise God, they'll adhere and they'll stick to that magnet. Amen. And praise God, I can run that across there. And all those things that I need, praise God, going to be snatched out of there. It'll leave those sticks and those twigs and those little strings still be there in that box. Amen. But all those things, and boy, I just peel them off. And there they are. I have them in my hands. Glory be to God. That's what God's going to do one of these days. In a little while, glory to God, to me and you. There's a lot of folks here today. Praise God. You've got the right properties. Amen. There's a magnetic draw upon you. Praise God. That's a draw when you toward glory. And one of these days, in a little while, praise God, you're going to lose it. You lose your gravitivity. And you're going to go up, praise God, and adhere to that thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got to think about that. Ooh, glory. Amen. What an illustration. Amen. Out of all that field, you know what's going to be left behind? Just the filth and nasty, dirty stuff, those stuff that God said I can't use. Amen? Not fit for nothing. Amen. Why? Because they was drunkards? Because they was drug addicts? Because they was harlots and whoremongers? No! Because they had never accepted Lord Jesus Christ. Said, Lord, I love you and I receive you. Amen. So they don't have the properties to adhere, to be drawn when He goes to draw. I got to think about that. One of these days, Brother Jeff, I'm going out of here. Amen. Boy, I hope I go out in a rapture. Praise the Lord, just preaching like a wild man. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, I thought about that. I thought that about the other day, and I just about busted out. I thought, glory be to God, I go out of here, and praise God, face somebody here is not saved. Boy, I hope you get saved. But if you're not here, praise God, and the rapture takes place, and I'm a preaching like a wild man, you'll look up here, and all of a sudden, Brother Jeff, praise God, there'll be something strange. All of a sudden, you'll just see old Brother Jeff, his clothes will be just melting off. You'll see them just starting to fall into the floor. Amen, they'll fall into the floor, and on top of them clothes, you begin to look, and there'll be a couple of big old pieces of mesh, one here and one there, where they patch my old body back together, and then over here, about this pet's pocket, there'll be a couple handfuls of rivets. Amen, where we've been patched together, and praise God, over on that right side, there'll be a titanium alloy knee, praise God, a laying there all by itself. Amen. And on top of all that mess, when you get there'll be a pair of glasses laying there, because I ain't going to need them either. Amen. Hey, I take them off, I can't even see who you are, but glory be to God, when I get over yonder, I ain't going to need them glasses. Amen. When the rapture, glory to God, ain't that exciting? When the rapture takes place, I'm going to leave all that behind. I don't need it no more. I'm gonna get that body like unto Him. Glory be to God. It'll never age. It'll never get old. It'll never get tired. It'll never get weary. Amen. I'll go to a place, praise God, where there's gonna be an unending day. Amen. We'll start out. We won't have no bad days. Amen. We won't have to worry about rock walls or cars or insurance. Amen. Praise the Lord. We won't have to worry about things happening to us. We won't have to worry about getting mad or hurting somebody's feelings. Amen. We're going to leave all that behind. Amen. Can you just imagine that? I got a picture of all this earthly life is. All this I get to leave behind. Amen. Can you see old Pastor Jeff piled up there on the floor? Amen. Amen. I hope you don't. I hope you don't ever live to see that. Because if you live to see those things piled up here on the floor, me preach the Holy Ghost, and God calls me out of here, amen, you'll be left behind. And you'll go through the awfulest time of tribulation there ever was. Amen. It'll make this ISIS beheading thing look like a Sunday picnic. See, God's given us a little preview of what's to come. Amen. We better open our eyes and pay attention. This beheading and all this stuff, that's a preview of what's to come. Amen. It is. We're seeing it. God's saying, hey, pay attention. Look, church, this is what's going to happen in a little while. I mean, we're right there at the door. Amen. The old devil's a-knocking. He's wanting to come in. And one of these days, God's going to call us out. He said, when he that letteth will let is taken out of the way. Who's going to be taken out? The Holy Ghost of God. Where's the Holy Ghost of God live? In me and you. Amen. Because we love the Lord, praise God. We know we love the Lord because we've got the Holy Ghost in us. He lives in us. He shows us right and wrong. He points us, draws us towards God. Amen. But one day in a little while, praise God, He said, you know what? He said, I'm going to call you out of there. Amen. I'm going to take you out of there. And then He said, I'm going to let Him have that for a while. Boy, He's going to come in. He'll say, you know what? I know how we can fix this. You, all these old troublemakers of the world, we got rid of them once and for all. Oh, Antichrist probably rise up and say, I did that. I got rid of them rascals. Now we can do what we want to do. Oh, yeah. We can do what we want to do. No hindrances. Huh? As long as you make me God, I'm going to be over it. Why you do whatever I tell you to do. I mean, whatever you want to do. Uh-huh. Amen. But you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a rapture takes place, praise God, because God's already told us, He's already showed us how it happens. And He said, praise God, there's going to be one more. Amen. He said, there's going to be one more. And He said, I want you to be a part of it. I don't want none of you to be left behind. He said, I want you all to be taken out of here. Amen. He said, would you come? Jesus said, would you come follow me? He said, I died for you. Amen. All you got to do is follow me. Jesus said, you believe in God? I told the disciples. He said, do you believe in God? And they said, well, yeah, we believe in God. He said, well, believe in me also. Amen. He said, if you believe in God, He said, believe in me also. And He said, I'll come get you and take you to a better place. See, we have, if you believe in God and you believe in the Lord Jesus, you've got all that you need to be saved. All you got to kind of do is come believing. Ask the Lord to just forgive you, an old sinner. Amen. And come in your heart. Amen. It's about His drawing you. When He's drawing you, He's saying, come to me. Come to me. Amen. When He says, come to me. Praise God. Don't put it off. Just jump up, praise God, and run to Him. Say, Lord, here I am. Amen. What do you expect at the rapture? What do you expect at the rapture? Amen. I expect to go out of here with a shout, praise the Lord. I'm sure not going out with a pout. Amen. I'm going to be out of woo glory. Amen. Amen. The dead in Christ rise first, those that are alive and remain be caught up to be with Him in the air. And so shall we ever and ever and ever and ever be with the Lord. Amen. Throughout all eternity. You know what's wrong with us? We can't comprehend that. We can't comprehend eternal life. See, we were designed, I've told you, we were designed to live forever in the garden. We would get up, God made us where we'd go to bed at night, and we'd wake up tomorrow morning, and we'd be brand new. Amen? We'd be brand new. The man messed that up because we said, you know what? We want to do those things God said we shouldn't do. And the man messed that up, and they kicked us out of the garden, and now we have to fend for ourselves. Amen? Sin came in, curse came upon us. But Jesus said, I come to pluck you up out of that curse and to give you life and life in abundance, abundant life. Amen. Bless His holy name. Have you been saved? Amen. What do you expect from the rapture? There's nothing else prophetically that has to take place for Jesus to call us out of here. There's not one thing that has to take place. And we see all this wickedness. God's already painting us a picture of what it's going to be like. And He said, make yourself ready. He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, He said, look up and lift up your heads. That means He start looking up. He said, because your redemption draweth nigh. He said, I'm fixing to step out with a shout. Are you ready? Or would you be left behind with a pout? Amen. I'm ready to go with a shout. What about you?